Why ask again? I know I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to be rejected, right? We just, that turn of logic, we just get ourselves back into a corner, don't we? And we're convinced. We are convinced that we're a failure. We are convinced that we will be rejected. Well, while the fear of failure and the fear of rejection are the reasons why many people never attempt to do great and awesome things for God, we should remember that God has not, let's read this together, God has not given us a spirit of fear and cowardice. God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. I don't see anything about fear in there, do you? Let's read that again, starting, God has not given us. Let's read it loud and proud. All right, here we go. God has not given us a spirit of fear and cowardice. God has given us a spirit of power. Come on now, you got to say that like you mean it. Just don't read it. It's power, all right? Like, bam! You know, all right? So let's say it like that. God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Right? But if God didn't give it to us, if God didn't give us this dilia, this fear, where did it come from? Well, you know what I think? I think it comes from the devil. But you know the interesting thing about human beings? And it really irritates me. The devil doesn't have to do much work. We're pretty good at convincing ourselves, aren't we? We're defeated before we even try, aren't we? You see, I believe the devil's afraid that if we try, we'll be successful. Why? Because God will bless it. God will bless it. You see, we have a promise of God that we will be victorious. Just because it doesn't work the first time, that's not rejection. That's saying, hey, we need to do something a little different. Tweak it here, tweak it there, try it again. Let's do it again. Right? Get yourself up. Brush yourself off. Well, self-confidence versus God confidence. Fear factor versus faith factor. You see, Jesus kept connecting this idea of having fear and lacking faith because just like today, Jesus knew His disciples were going to have to do great and awesome things for God's kingdom. And their fear was a direct correlation with their faith in Jesus. Do you remember what dilia means? Not only cowardice, what was the other meaning? Do you remember? You wrote it down on your sheet. Faithless. And we wonder why Jesus kept connecting this idea of fear with the lack of faith. You see, self-confidence and God confidence are not against each other. As a matter of fact, God confidence creates a healthy self-confidence. God confidence creates a healthy self-confidence. An increased faith factor decreases our fear factor. Now I want you to hear me. I'm not implying that you should go out and do something stupid. Don't walk out here saying, well, preacher wants me to go out and walk in front of a car, see how successful I am. No. Funny thing happens when we do that. The car is harder than our bones, and hence our bones break, among other things, right? No, please don't. What I'm saying is that in our spiritual walk, in our faith walk, in our everyday life, we are called to live every moment for God. And in that way, God did not give us a spirit of cowardice. Come on, let's read this again. You're good at it by now. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of what? And of? So that we will not be ashamed, but so then we can accomplish great and awesome things for God. Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. God, Jesus, God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for you. Why would we be ashamed? Why?